right. So, yeah, we are live and underway here at Lumen Christi in Anchorage. It's a bit warmer than it was the other day, and it's hot inside as number 22, Nadine Coy, puts in the first basket for the Lumen Christi Archangels. The Sandpoint, King Cove rookies are here, and they just had the ball. Tight defense being played by the Archangels, and pass gets sent back over to Lumen Christi. Here comes a shot. Number 11 drove into the left-hand side of the post, puts it up, no good. That's Moav Baki. And then a putback, though, will go down. Full court pressure given from Hartburn, but the rookies break it. And a good pass to Monica down below the hoop will put it up and in. 2 points for the rookies. Way to get behind the defense. Real strong defense coming in here by Lumen Christi. And good looking on the offense. Here's a shot from downtown for three. No good by the Lumen Christi Archangels. It's Moav Baki. Another full court pressure. Fields gives the ball back to Lumen Christi. And finishing it up, number 10. That's Kiamaka Lebeki out of Africa. She's going to get the pass and put it up for her own basket. And with that, we will get a timeout call by Coach Paul Barker. Wants to talk to the girls and get them kind of focusing in on how this full court press is affecting them. The score is 6-2 right now, minute and a half into the game. And, yeah, great-looking defense coming out by Lumen Christi. The rookies are getting a feel for it. They've been on the road. I mean, the travel for the rookies has been out of control. They went from Wasilla all the way down to Homer last night and then back up here in Anchorage today and in Nicolaitis tomorrow. So they are on the road. Oh, and the ball almost gets thrown out, but Monica's able to save it. Here they go, taking it in. Dunham McKenna. McKenna passes underneath the basket. Oh, but defense there forces the ball to get knocked loose out of Kiana's hands, but shot fired again as King Cove got the ball back. Rebound going to Lumen Christi. Oh, all the way, number 12 taking it. That's Sophia Ducros, and she gets fouled on the layup. Number 20 for King Cove, that is Elena. Elena Gould with the, or Elena Mack with the foul. It was at number 12 to the line, Sophia Ducros. Her first attempt is off the front of the rim, and we'll have a sub in. Emily's going to come in here for the rookies. And sitting down will be Monica. On the floor right now, we have Emily, Kiana, Elena, and also, I haven't seen the rookie get this here, Jalea. All right, two rebounds there go to the Lumen Christi Archangels as they get off the free throw. The second free throw attempt was no good. Their two attempts at the field were not good either, but the ball gets thrown away by the rookies, out of bounds, picked up by Lumen Christi. Here we go, Lumen Christi. They've got good motion in the plays, running it all over, but Kiam Hawkins is going to take it into the lane, drive past the defense, and put the layup, no good. Emily pulls down the board. She's moving real fast. She's got defenders all over. She's going to take it coast to coast. Puts up a shot from about 5 feet out, no good, and there's a foul. Yep, a little bit of a hack there as Kiana pulls down the board and is powering up. That'll send her to the line for a chance for two. Today, the Sandpoint boys and girls were scheduled to play against Wasilla Lake, but due to a difficulty, a technical mishap, I guess you could say, they will not be playing tonight. So it's only the rookies and T-Jack. First attempt by Kiana goes down, making it 6-3 now. Rookies down by 3. Again, we're live in Anchorage for road trip coverage at Lumen Christi. Kiana's second attempt, nothing but net, takes it all the way down. All right, here's full court pressure coming Lumen Christi's way by the rookies. Good pressure, returning it back, but the Lumen Christi Archangels break past it, get the ball down, and here's nice triple pivot there by number 11. That's Moav Baki. They'll send the ball down, and oh, the ball hits number 10 right in the face. The ball got lobbed into the paint. Number 10 had it. That was Kiamaka Lebeki, and it just nailed her in the face. So that one gets thrown out. Good job breaking the defense. Oh, it almost gets snatched by Lumen Christi. Double dribble on that one, yep. Kiana was trying to get past two defenders, and she double dribbled there. All right, so the ball will go into Lumen Christi, and this time King Cove will not put on full court press, but it's going to be a man-to-man meeting at the half court. All right, moving down the left-hand side, Lumen Christi, Archangels with the ball. Nice, tight defense, almost forcing a turnover there. It was a handoff, number 22, Nadang Poi gets missed and sent out of bounds. Lumen Christie will throw it from the sideline in their own territory. Here's number two, Juliana Estes with the ball. They pass it around, shot from three-point territory off the back of the rim. Number 22, Nadine Poy, took that one. She gets her own board, though, chases it down. Lumen Christie again for three. That one also off the back iron. Rebound going to Kiana. Here's Elena moving fast. She fires it hard off the backboard. She had McKenna down low. She didn't take it, but good job by Elena getting it back. Now a shot for three by Emily. Oh! Actually, the ref right there had a good line of sight. He's calling that a long distance, too. And McKenna calling for the full court pressure. Paul reminded them that it's supposed to be full court right now, but the rookies were on the way back. Travel right there. A little setter step by number 11, Moav Baki. She got the ball and kind of just a little slide and stutter. So this ball will go back into the hands of the rookies. Here we go. McKenna with the ball. Full court pressure. Takes it all the way down to McKenna. Hits out of bounds by Lumen Christie, 22. Nadine Poy with that one. She got a hand on it and sends it. Rookies will throw in underneath their own basket with 4:20 on the clock here in the first quarter. The score is tied 6-6. Emily again phoning it in for a long distance two. No good. Good bring down by McKenna. She'll take it back out to Emily. Emily passes around the horn to Elena. Now Elena looking for some help. She's got a tight body on her there. Number 12, Sophia DeProuse. Down to McKenna. McKenna is keeping outside the perimeter. They're looking to bring it down. There's McKenna. Long shot for two. No good from the baseline. McKenna just takes it all the way in. Two putbacks. This time they'll steal the deal. Jalea. And now here's King Cove takes the lead 8-6. Lumen Christie breaks the full court pressure, but a short shot goes up. High lob by number 12. That's Sophia. Oh, and King Cove. This is a defensive struggle. King Cove is trying to get it out, but they can't. The ball's stolen. Lumen Christie puts a shot up from the baseline. Number two with that one. Delane. That says, oh, good job, Emily, breaking through the basket. Gets the pass in half court by McKenna. No good, but McKenna gets a rebound. And there's Kiana just comes right behind her and puts it up and in. King Cove's going to have to work on a little bit more on this full court man. Oh, but Emily's on top of it. She knocked the ball loose, gets it. She's got McKenna breaking in, but still, oh, no, look, pass by Emily to McKenna. Oh, right there underneath the basket. No good. And now the whistle from Lumen Christie as the coach saw what started out to be a great first couple minutes for Lumen Christie. And King Cove now leads 10-6. Great job by Emily Emily Mack coming in off the bench, or Emily Randall coming off the bench, and really showing showing Lumen Christie what King Cove has to offer. We're going to have a substitution for Sam or King Cove. Sorry about all the Sam points I'm saying here. For King Cove, 15 will come in. That's from Sadie. Sadie Newton will tap in here after the halftime. 3:05 on the clock. The score is 6-10. Your King Cove rookies with the lead. We are live in Lumen Christie, and what a great gym they have here. Nice, wide open. Things are warming up a little bit here in Anchorage. It was down when we were last broadcasting. When I was last broadcasting, we were in Wasilla. It was negative 23 that night, and expected to get lower. And now we're going to be around negative 15 in Anchorage, but we did get into the single digits today in plus territory. So it's getting cold again tonight, but we are heading in the right direction for the temperature. At least in my opinion, it's the right direction. Hopefully by the end of the road trip, we'll see some warmer temperatures. All right, the rookies come back out to meet the Archangels. And Lumen Christie will throw it in. Here they go. They're going to take it past. They're going to be met at half court. Looks like, yeah, full court, or not full court, sorry. Another travel. Good job. Emily just put the pressure on Julian Estes, forcing her to take an extra step when she passed. Oh, here's another tight man-to-man. Got to give the Lumen Christie Archangels for a strong man-to-man, but King Cove did a good job getting the ball below the basket. And there you go. McKenna Gould gets the ball past her below behind the defense. Here's that full court man. And Sadie does a good job picking it up, but number 11 is able to spot and weave Mob Baki. They bring it outside the perimeter now, and Lumen Christie's going to start their play. Play in motion, but the tight man-to-man defense is making it really hard. Good job getting down there. Number 10, Kiamaka Lebecki. And standpoint, oh, a high pass to Emily. She's able to save it, but she throws it back in. It's picked up by number 12, Sophia DeProuse. Lumen Christie cuts into the basket now, and there's a shot for two. And just like that, it's a 12-10 game. Standpoint, or King Cove still up by two. It's been real good defense on both sides. Okay, good job getting past the half court. Emily Brandon buys Sadie, but she takes it. Oh, there we go. She follows Sadie, never forgot where she was, bounces in. Sadie drives at the left-hand side, puts up a shot from about 2 feet out. No good. Rebound goes to Lumen Christie. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. King Cove leads by two. Kiyomaka, the lead scorer for Lumen Christie. Nice job taking two looks at the basket. She weaves both directions and finally puts up a shot from about 6 feet out. It's going to go off the side, though, and out of bounds. Emily Brandle's going to sit down, and I can't see who came in. They're behind the stack right now as Lumen Christie put their play in. They send it way out. No pressure on number 22 in the end, because she takes one for three. No good. Oh, and a fight for the rebound gets taken away by Lumen Christie from off backy. Another attempt here by Nadine. That one no good. Sadie gets the ball. No, sorry, that's Elena. Elena to Sadie. Now shot being taken by number 50, Monica Gatchman, as he came in for Emily. No good off the back iron, but Monica gets her own board. Now over into the hands of... Oh, pass thrown away to number 12, Sophia, right there. Attempted pass by Elena. All right, here we go. Lumen Christie has 105 on the clock in the first half. Score is 10-12. King Cove still up by two. Oh, man, a high pass taken down by Kiyomaka down the baseline. She weaves around again, but, man, she just cannot get past Kiana. Oh, she gets her own rebound, though, and puts it up again. Oh, poked out, last touch. Elena was trying to get her dribble as she brought the board down from the onto the baseline. It gets knocked out, last touch by her. So throw in underneath their own basket for Lumen Christie. Another high pass, quick fire by Naeong. Oh, and this time it's on point. That's good for three, giving Lumen Christie the lead. Oh, no, the pass gets thrown away from underneath the baseline. King Cove has to kind of get their composure again. Lumen Christie with the ball. 34 seconds on the clock. Travel. A couple of traveling calls this game so far, especially on Lumen Christie. And that's just on account of the tight defense that King Cove is bringing in. So Lumen Christie got a few travels, but Sam Point's having a hard time. Oh, King Cove's having a hard time, too, keeping their hands on the ball. All right, man-to-man pressure as Elena takes it over to the left-hand side. Over to Monica. Travel. A little shutter set by Monica. She set once and set twice because she saw her pass disappear from her, and so she was trying to regain it before she fired it off. Throwing from the sideline, Lumen Christie is going to get one last attempt here to see if they can't get some more on the board. 20 seconds left on the first half. It was first quarter. Oh, carrying the ball, number 11, Mauve Backey. And so here's the ball thrown in by King Cove. They're going to get one last chance to look at here, try to take the lead back before the... Oh, a hard pass intended for Monica. Just fires out of her hand and goes out of the baseline. So with 11 seconds left, Lumen Christie, I believe, will have the last attempt. We'll see what happens here. It's 9 seconds coming down fast. They go over to the half court. All right, number 12, number 2 takes it over. That's Julian Estes. 2 seconds. They're going to fire off the ball. Let's get fired off. Ooh, it had a good line, just a little hard off and high off the backboard. And with that, both the teams will go to their sides for a one-minute breather between the first and second quarter. King Cove trailing by one, but it's been trading back and forth. It's been a real tight game between these two teams. Lumen Christie came out strong, but King Cove answered with high energy on the defensive end back and really brought themselves back into the game and took the lead for much of the first quarter. I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors, to the King Cove Corporation, to the City of King Cove, also the Alley Corporation, the Aleutians East Borough, City of Sandpoint, also the Shumigan Corporation, GCI, Pell Alaska, and, of course, Peninsula Airways, all wonderful sponsors of KSDP. And thank you to you, the listener. We need your support. Please feel free, if you are not a member or if you are a member, come to our website, click the donate button, and you can become a member if you're not one already for a donation of any amount. Here we go, underway now, Lumen Christie for second quarter action. 13-12 is the score. The Archangels up by one. Fresh 8 minutes on the clock here. We're going to see how the half ends. King Cove did a great job, as we said earlier, coming back. They were down by four in the beginning. Referee wants a word out to his mom, and he says hello. All right, here we go now, underway. The rookies have the ball now. Emily back in the game for the for King Cove. She takes a long shot for two, no good. Nice little step four that she takes to get the momentum. Rebound going to Lumen Christie. Here comes Maydang. She had a three. The three-pointer came off of her hand that gave Lumen Christie a lead. She's going to pass it hard. It goes out of bounds. Maydang Poi, also from Africa. One family apparently brought three students from Africa, and they bring a lot of passion into this game. King Cove with the ball now. Oh, a high pass intended for Jalea. Going to go off of her hands and now off the baseline. So, Lumen Christie now with possession. They're going to take the ball up and be met at half court by their man-to-man pressure, Emily Brandle, and the good defensive stance, really putting on tight defense. She gets screened, but good job by Alea picking up the defense. Oh, and she just snatches the ball out. She got a fast break. She's running quickly with the ball. We all know that Alea is fast. She goes real quick and keeps her composure and puts it up. That's good for two, and just like that, King Cove gets the ball back, too, along with the lead. Good steal on the full court pressure. Alea now takes a look at three, decides not to take it. She was wide open, but she passes down to Emily. Emily now to Alea. Alea takes her to the left-hand side. Good moving around the perimeter. They bounce it down to McKenna. McKenna on the baseline sends it out to Emily. Emily back to McKenna for long two. Oh, off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to number 10, Chiamaka. Here we go. Lumen Christie moving fast on the transition. But number 11, Moab Daki, is going to slow things down and allow her team to catch up with her. She had a lot of defense between her and the basket. Here we go. Maydang. Ball gets knocked out by King Cove. Out of bounds onto the baseline. All right, substitution now, and I see Kiana coming back into the game. Sadie's going to sit down. Good job by Sadie coming in on the floor right now. We have McKenna, Kiana, Elena, Julia, Juliana. Oh, and man, Julia put a hand on it, but man, doesn't stop. I think that was Kiamana from getting back in. Fast transition, gets back to defense. Good. Good pass down to the baseline where Jalea was waiting for it, and she gets it and puts it in. Good for two. Lumen Christie on the fast transition. The score is 15-16. King Cove up. Oh, clean deflected by Jalea. Gets the ball back in the hands of King Cove. And here's a real fast series of passes. Gets it over to Elena. Elena now to McKenna, who is trailing behind her. And she puts it up and in for a nice layup on the left-hand side. The score now 18-15. King Cove up by three. Lumen Christie breaks the full-court pressure, but Elena almost kept behind and stole the ball again. Lumen Christie now with the ball in their own half. Long shot for three by Nidong is not going to go down. Off the back of the rim, rebound goes to Jalea. All right, here's Kiana. She's moving with the ball quick. She's looking for help. Oh, the ball gets kicked out by Lumen Christie. And good job on the defense stopping that because McKenna was coming up from behind and she was going to finish the job if I know her. Oh, good passing from the baseline by McKenna over to Elena for three. No good though. That was she saw it right away and took it. Lumen Christie's going to pull down the board. 5 minutes left in the first half. King Cove up by three, 18-15. Looking to tie it with a 3-point shot. Long. Bossy, no good, and Elena gets the board. Here we go. King Cove rookies with the ball. They're moving fast in the transition. They just kept it at a tremendous speed. Oh, what a deflection there. Kiana got the ball, and the steal back throw by Jalea. That was Nadong. She deflected the ball that Kiana got real fast. Oh, but Elena's wide open for three. Nothing but net. Puts it on. Good job. 21-15 now. Rookies running away with it here. 6-point lead. 4:30 on the clock here in the first half. Oh, Nidong's taking it into the lane, runs into all sorts of traffic, loses the ball, gets it back, puts it up for a shot from about 2 feet out on the right-hand baseline. No good. King Cove gets the rebound. Elena's moving real quick when she gets that steam going. Emily for three. Oh, drains it. And, they're calling that again another long two. You know, she always lines up outside the three-point. And then she takes a small step that puts her inside the 3-point. Oh, man. Tight defense. Almost gets him on a 10-second violation on the half court, but Lumen Christie's able to do a long pass to get it back. Under four to go in the half. Here we go. Number 12 drives the lane. Sophia DeCross. She puts up a layup on the left-hand side and fouled on the way. That's going to send Sophia to the line for a chance for two. Again, you're tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSCP live basketball action here on the road trip. Lumen Christie versus 10th by Sophia is going to go bounce high off the rim. And looks like Kia Mock is going to take a quick breather. Yeah, she's kind of fanning herself as she runs off the sideline. She's putting quite an effort. Scores 23-15, King Cove with the lead. Second attempt by Sophia is good, making it now 23-16. Here's that full court pressure. Not quite as effective as it was. Oh, no, but Kiana was breaking away. McKenna passed her the ball, and Kiana had her back turned, picked up by Nadon. But good effort by great effort by McKenna. She slapped the ball out of Nadon's hands, and as she tried to recover the dribble, it goes out bounds. And Nadeng's getting a little frustrated. Oh, fast pass to Delea. Wide open. She's got Nadeng. Oh, she pauses. Nadeng goes right past her. And great job by Delea, just knowing right where everyone was, doing the right move at the right time. Full court pressure, making it hard for Lumen Christie. They're moving the ball backwards. Now they're able to get ahead. They've got past it. There's Nadeng. She was wide open on the left-hand sideline. She takes it. Puts it up for three. No good. Rebound. Goes in the hands of Kinko. McKenna. Oh, blocking against Mauve. Yeah, she got in between McKenna and the ball, knocked the ball out, but put a body in her, and that's going to be blocking. 3:16 on the clock. King Cove up by 9. Here we go. Atlanta with the ball. Nice dribbling. Takes it over to the right-hand side. Emily Randall now. She's got a defender on her, Mauve Baki. They screen forces a trade. Okay, good job by the man-to-man trading assignments for Lumen Christie, but great movement of the ball by King Cove. Tips right there on the fingers of McKenna was passing it to Emily. That was number 11, Mauve Baki, with the foul. She just got a little, it was just barely a touch. All right, throw in anything around basket for King Cove. Ball goes up to Elena. Bounce over to Sadie, who just checked in. Sadie's shot, no good off the baseline. Oh! Yeah, good job by McKenna. She saved the ball and just threw it right on to Juliana Estes. Great job by McKenna. That was good effort. Checking in for Lumen Christie, number 21, Abby McCormick. All right, here's a throw-in now from the sideline. McKenna's just having a heck of a game. All right, ball in the hands of Emily. Emily gets the screen, takes the left-hand side. Good pick and roll by Jalea. But Jalea was not where Emily thought she would be. The three Lumen Christie Archangels were. Foul by McKenna as Lumen Christie got the ball in, and McKenna's going to put pressure on Lumen Christie and forcing them to go out of bounds. So the ball in possession of Lumen Christie. 2:30 on the clock here in the first half. King Cove up by 9 still. There's a shot fired by Lumen Christie, number 12, from about the free throw line. That's it. Sophia, no good. And we're going to have a whistle there. Turn around as Kiyamaka has just checked back in, and she gets the ball on the baseline. Good job. Sadie wide open, gets it, and just turns and burns. Pushing by Kiyamaka, though, as she, Sadie just was rolling with the ball. And Kiyamaka tried to transition in, and she's going to foul there. So a couple quick fouls there. Throw into Elena, wide open on the baseline for three. It's up and over. Rebound goes to McKenna. Elena gets it again for the third. This time it's a drive into the paint. Good movement. Shot off the front of the rim. Jalea with the rebound. Pass it over to McKenna. McKenna fires one off from the baseline. This one also no good. So can't fault them for trying. They had a couple good looks at the basket, but the pressure on the defense didn't allow King Cove to get a good shot off. But, man, great offensive rebounds by the rookies. Under two to go here in the first half. 25-16 is the score. Oh, deflection by Jalea. Sends the ball right back into the hands of Juliana Hustin, but ripped out by Sadie. Sadie runs down. Emily now running all the way. Oh, what a great layup off the right-hand side. She was just running as fast as she could. Low angle. Oh, and the full court pressure gets a steal. Elena takes it in, drives it. Oh, switch off. McKenna was fighting for the rebound. And Lumen Christie gets the ball and calls a timeout as King Cove officially gets the lead to over 10, 27-16. With 90 seconds on the clock here in the first half. And King Cove playing the basketball that they want to play today, doing a great job controlling things. I'll tell you that Lumen Christie came out hot, fire, with tight defense, They ran off to a quick 4-point lead in the very beginning, but King Cove made the transitions. They're a very responsive team, and you always have to give the girls credit for that. They get good coaching from Coach Barker, and Paul really able to get the girls to do what he wants them to do. Good leadership from McKenna here, doing what a senior does, really leading the way here. But, man, just contributions from everyone on the court from the rookies. 1:28 to go. Rookies up by 11 here in Lumen Christi. Lumen Christi with the ball, but the ball gets picked up on a pass and picked up by McKenna, who hogties it away from Kiyamaka. Kiyamaka is a very tall person, too. So, as they move on the transition, the ball gets snatched up by Lumen Christi. Kiyamaka gets a cherry pick pass and takes it all the way up. 2 points for Lumen Christi. That transition pass to Sadie. She feeds it down to Emily. Emily turns on the baseline, but can't grab the ball. It goes loose, and she tries to pass it into the paint. Snatched up by Lumen Christi. They've got under 60 seconds here to do something with the ball. It's going to be Sophia. Sophia Ducros takes the ball, passes over to the left-hand side. Shot fired by Julian Estes. Probably should have waited for it. No good. That was an interesting shot. It went and hit the top of the bracket and went straight down. So the supports for the baskets and how they bounce off that sometimes, it hit it and went straight down into the basket. But the foul was called before, and that's going to send Kiyamaka to the line for two. Nothing but net on that first one. 3 points now in a row, bringing it now into an 8-point game with a chance for one more here from the line. Kiyamaka with the ball. Kiyamaka gets it, puts it up. Drains it. They get a 7-point game now. Cinco with the ball. Nice long passes, getting it past the half court. Elena moves it. The ball gets thrown out. Picked up by McKenna, though. Saved. Are you going to call over and back? Oh, man. McKenna went over and back, but he lost. That was a tough one because the ball seemed like it went out of possession of Cinco, but they're going to say that stayed in possession of Cinco the whole time. 27 seconds left, 7-point lead for King Cove. They were up by 11. Lumen Christi trying to rally a comeback here. All right, here we go. King Cove on the defense. Here comes number 21, Abby McCormick. He sends it back outside. And the ball gets thrown away. Last touch by Sophia DeCross. So King Cove is going to have another attempt here with the ball. 16 seconds to go. They're going to have full court man-to-man. Good pass to Elena. She takes it down to Jalea. Ball was tipped away, but Jalea just nice little finesse touch, puts it up and in. Now here's a full court. That's a lane violation. I don't know, a line violation, throwing in from the baseline. Nadang put her foot over, and so it's going to go back to King Cove underneath their own basket with 8 seconds left. McKay gets wide open, off the glass and in for two. 11-point lead once again. 2 seconds left. Throwing it in. They're not going to have time to fire anything off. And there's a buzzer for the first half. And the King Cove rookies rallied back again at the very end for 4 unanswered points, sending the two teams to the locker rooms with King Cove up by 11, 31-20. Virgil, I'm going to go ahead and send it back to you, and I'll call you back here in probably about 8 minutes.
All right. I shall reset my timer. Thank you very much, Austin. I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye. KSDP, very own Austin Roof, live from Lumen Christi High School. I had typed it wrong in the website earlier today, but they are the Archangels facing off against the King Cove Rookies. How about a little underwriting support? Nonprofit donations to a nonprofit. Copper Whale Inn, Grant Aviation, Pinair, GCI, Tel Alaska.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com. Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sand Point at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning long, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself. Turn this house into jail, dying slow in a living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday, so all bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, a pound and all this a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, a pound of known is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here having a record year. Having a record
town is playing your song, baby, rock on. up like that. If my homegrown country girl's long gone, then baby, rock on. Some new dude, girl, you left me with nothing else to do.
Sorry about the fade out, Brantley Gilbert, but we have Austin Roof on the line.
Back in it here on the second half of the Lumen Christie versus King Cove. And good job by King Cove forcing a turnover right out of the gate as Lumen Christie threw it in from the sideline, but King Cove forced a turnover, and now they have possession. Under a minute to go here, just 7:46 still on the clock. Sorry. Score is 31-20. King Cove up by 11. They really rallied in the second quarter. Oh, good job by Emily. She drove into the paint, bounced past over to the baseline where Elena pushed it up and then finishing the job. Here's that full court man-to-man. They're keeping the energy high by King Cove. Oh, but Nate Eng drives through all sorts of traffic to get to the basket, puts it up and in. 10-point game now. Oh, Emily Brandle with the ball. She takes it up. Oh, loses her balance, and the ball gets snatched up, picked up by number 11, Ma Baki. She sees Kiyamaka trailing behind her, gives her the pass. Oh, but the layup is no good. Rebound going to the rookies. Emily's going to drive it hard and fast, puts up the shot from the right-hand side. No good. Rebound going to Lumen Christie, and, man, real fast transitions here. Lumen Christie's going to slow the pace down just a little. So here's Madong. She's going to go ahead and set up the ball. Oh, McKenna gets a hand on it, but Kiyamaka is able to save it. Travel right there by Madong as she stutter steps up for the shot. And no good. All right, here we go. Ball in the hands now of King Cove as they take it over to the right-hand side. Okay. So, oh, contact right there as the throw in goes to Sadie, and that's Nadeng, who is a she plays with a bit of fire. Put some body contact on Sadie. So a throw in on the sideline, first foul of the half. Throw in goes to Elena. Elena with the ball. She's on the top of the key. Nice dribbling, being tightly guarded by number 12, Sophia DeFrost. Oh, ball gets tipped out, so as she passes to Sadie, Sadie with the final touch, as it hits the sideline. So here we go, Lumen Christy now will have the ball. And thank you again for tuning in here to this matchup between the rookies and Lumen Christy Archangels. We'll have the boys coming up next, so make sure you don't go anywhere. T-Jack basketball coming up soon. Good pass into the lane. Kiyomaka sends it back out, though. Oh, that was Elena with contact as number 11, Mav Backy, put up a shot, and contact hit. Contact goes against her by Elena. On the floor right now, we have Jalea, McKenna, Elena, Sadie, and Emily. Here we go, taking her time to put it up. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Score remains 33-22. King Cove still up by 11. All right, here we go now. The ball in the hands of number 11, Rob Backey. Puts it up. Silences the... Oh, man, I think that was a three-point that she got fouled on. Three-point shot. So, no, maybe the first one was a violation, so she got that second one back. Second attempt, no good. Jalea on the floor to save it. I don't know what they're going to... Oh. The ball went out of bounds. As Jalea got her hands on the ball, her toes were on the line, so that's an out-of-bounds. Very interesting call. I don't think I've ever seen that one before. So a throw-in for Lumen Christy to hit their own basket. The ball gets picked away, though. Shot went up by Kiyomaka. They get their own rebound, though. Send it back outside. Here's Kiyomaka. Oh, getting past the traffic and splits the defense and puts it up and in. Good on the layup for two. Here's Elena. Oh, her pass to Emily. She just couldn't quite get a good grip on it, so the dang's going to pick it up for Lumen Christy. Good pass over to the outside. Shot fired by number 10, Joanna Estes. No good, though. And here's Dylan Brando with a fast break. He's got Kiyomaka coming onto the side. And there's going to be the foul charge as for blocking. Kiyomaka got on her side. And that's Emily got put to the ground. He gets right back up. She's a tough cookie, Emily Brando. Scores 33-25. 8-point lead. Lumen Christy trying to mount a comeback. Anyway, Randall making it now a 9-point game as she thinks her first one from the line. Hope you guys enjoyed the games yesterday from Cook Inland Academy and Homer. I heard the T-Jacks basketball announcer, Justin, did a great job. Really glad we were able to get those games on there. I'm just going to be worried that no one's going to be satisfied with me after having such great broadcasters. But here we go. Second one by Randall's good. 10-point game now. Oh, and... they're going to call that blocking as the dang puts her elbow, her shoulder down, drives into the lane, and the foul there by Elena, I believe, blocking. So this will be the dang to the line for a chance for two. Just off the front of the iron. 5:50 on the clock. Again, 10-point lead for King Coach. Here's the dang second attempt. Up and this one in. 9 points now, separate the two. King Cove with the lead. Here's that full court man. And good job breaking up the sideline. And the cross the court pass gets tipped off by Kiyomaka. It's sent out of bounds on the baseline. King Cove's going to throw in underneath her own basket. Here's McKenna. She gets the ball. Throws it deep over to Elena, who brings it down. She's got great ball handling skills, Elena. Take it to the right-hand side now. We've got Emily back up to the top of the key. Oh, sent down to Kiana. She was getting a little bit of a lead. She didn't quite move quick enough. The ball goes down and almost saved by Jalea, but nope. Picked up by Lumen Christy. Here we go. Juliana Estes steps up and puts up a shot about 10 feet out. No good. Oh, Jalea with a rebound, but she passes a little hard, and it goes to the hands of Elena. Lumen Christy picks up that loose ball. Shot for 3 points. No good. And... as Kiyomaka powers up underneath the basket, she fires too hard, and it goes up and over the backboard. Elena Looks like she's going to try to run past the full court pressure. She passes Kiana. Oh, there's confusion. She doesn't know what to do, but fortunately, like, forced two defenders to fall in on a trap on Elena, leaving Kiana open. And so Kiana takes it up and tries to go all the way with it, gets into the lane, but her layup gets tipped away out of bounds. So Kiana's going to throw it in. Elena looks at the three, decides no, sidesteps and puts up a long two, no good. Rebound goes to Nadang. She's got Emily Brandel coming up on her. Oh, blocking though as she tried to get in there. Oh, it was interesting. Emily Brandel kind of like, as Nadang was driving hard, Emily gets up behind her, or not too, kind of comes around the long way and steps in there and blocks. But man, she gives her Nadang a pat on the back saying, you know, nothing hard meant. Emily's such a sweet girl. So that was very nice of her to go up there and do that. Good sportsmanship. And the first attempt by Nadang is no good. 9-point game. Nadang trying to make it 8. It's good as she fires that one off. 35-27. King Cove up by, now it is an 8. Yep, 8-point game. All right, substitution. Emily's sitting down. Here comes Monica. Monica started out the game, and Emily has played most of it as a sub and as a sixth man. All right, good ball handling by McKenna. Takes it over to the right, now to the left. At the top of the key now. Passes over to Elena. Elena to Monica. Monica drives in. Puts up a shot from about 10 feet out. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Lumen Christie, and here comes Julian Estes. Estes drives to the left-hand side. She's met by Yetchina. Yetchina forces her back outside. Pass down to the baseline. Shot up by Lumen Christie. No good. Oh, what a clean deflection by Jalea, but Kiamaka is able to get her own rebound. Puts another one up. This time, Kiana is just going to pull down, and ooh, Jalea looks like she has a little bit of a muscle cramp or something. Maybe she got a Charlie horse. But her left leg looks like it's really, she's getting the talk from Coach Barker. Probably just, if I had to guess, it's a muscle cramp. Looks like she came down a little hard, though. You know, these road trips are hard on the players. They play lots of games. Okay, she's going to go ahead and get picked up by Coach. Yeah, that left lane, she can't put much weight on it, but she's going to be able to, looks like she's able to put more and more and more weight on it as she goes along. All right. The lady's going to sit down, and checking in for her is going to be, they need one more, I think. Trying to see who came in for her. Emily Brandel checked in. Okay. Here's the ball in the hands of Elena. Elena takes it up fast at the right-hand side. Drives all the way to the baseline. Nice floating shot. Doesn't go down. Gets her own board. Puts it up again. No good. This time, Lumen Chris is going to get it. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to stay in the hands of Lumen Christie as it was tipped off of the body of one of the King Cove players. 35-27 with just under 4 to go here in the third quarter. King Cove up by 8. Here's a throw-in to Lumen Christie. They're able to maintain it. Maw Backy has it. She sends it back outside. There's that travel. And I got to say that from this angle, I've been able to see it every time that they get the ball on the left-hand corner. Lumen Christie has him traveling. Oh, a pass. Almost a body check there by Kiamaka. Makes the ball go loose. But, oh, Kiana gets the ball back now this time. Oh, but good job to Deng. Steals away from Kiana and sends it over to Kiamaka. Kiamaka drives up the baseline and puts up an end. Now it's a 6-point game. Lumen Christie doing a good job rallying here. King Cove needs a couple points. This could be a good 3. Oh, just on the right-hand side, but there's a putback by Kiana. Good job with the rebound and the putback. 37-29 now, 8-point game. And Nadang not getting any pressure from King Cove. She's just going to drive it all the way up straight to the middle. Takes it all the way. Falls to the ground as she tries to split the defense. And Nadang's trying to call a timeout there. She's kind of limping a little bit. Fast transition by King Cove, though. Full timeout called by Lumen Christie, and I think that's going to be a foul. It's going to put someone to the line for King Cove. So much was happening right there. As there was a hurt player over on one side, the ball transitioned to the other. Jalea looks like she's got her leg up and definitely not showing the symptoms of pain that she was showing before. I think she rolled her ankle, so I see an ice pack on it now. So maybe a little bit of a twist there. Again, tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSCP, 88.1 FM in the beautiful town of King Cove. The score is 37-31. The Rookies are up by 6 with under 3 to go here in the third quarter. Coming up after this, we will have the T-Jacks squaring off against the Lumen Christi Archangels with what promises to be a great game. Sam Point was scheduled to play against Wasilla, but due to a misunderstanding of some nature, that game is canceled, and the Wasilla game for the T-Jacks will be canceled as well. So that game is going to come later in the weekend of next week. I think actually probably it's going to be Wednesday or Tuesday. It was, I believe, the last game before the two teams travel off, those four teams travel off to Bristol Bay. And we'll know more about the kind of coverage we're going to get of the Bristol Bay Battle of the Bay as we hear more from our guys, our friends over at KNKN. All right, now underway again. Lumen Christi does have possession of the ball. Joanne's going to take it over. Bounce into the paint where number 12, Sophia Dupree, gets it. Put the pass in. Oh, and there's a follow-up and a putback by 13, Jamie Martin, who just checked in. I think Jamie was supposed to be a starter, but due to an injury, she could. Oh, high pass gets picked off by Ndang, who's back in it. He just takes that one. Hard pass, though, gets checked off the fingers of Sophia. And there we go. The ball now sidelined, and last touch by the Lumen Christi Archangels. So now King Cove having a hard time now all of a sudden getting past the full court press. There's Emily. She follows the ball down the baseline, loses it, but picked up by Kiana. Kiana puts up a shot. That one doesn't go down. Rebound by McKenna. She'll give Kiana another attempt, and that one will be good. Good job, Janine, after moving in. She grabs it and puts it up. 2 minutes on the clock here. Six-point game. King Cove, yeah. There's been something with the defense, and I think it's maybe a cooling of the offense for King Cove and a little bit of an upping of the energy based on that. Today's going to sit down for the Lumen Christi Archangels, and Kiyomaka is going to come back in. Lumen Christi trying to rally here. King Cove going to try to stop that, though. Here's the throw-in, and there they go. They take the ball back. Elena has it. She's got McKenna breaking fast, but Elena didn't have her eyes up, so she didn't see it. Takes it all the way up, and a contact foul there against Elena. She took a shot from about 7-8 feet outside, up on the baseline, and gets fouled, sending her to the line for another attempt at these points. Elena trying to keep it an 8-point game here. First attempt. Oh, in and out. Zhang's going to come back in, and Kiyomaka's going to sit down. That's two quick changes there with these two players. And here we go. Elena now with the second attempt. That foul was against Kiyomaka, and that's why she had to come back out. Second attempt's good. 7-point game now. Lumen Christi at the ball. Here's that full court pressure from the rookies. Looks like Lumen Christi's going to be able to break it. Oh, McKenna gets a hand on it. Goes down, pushing by number 11, Marv Zaki, as McKenna goes to the floor. Throwing on the sideline now for King Cove. McKenna, tough player. All right, 1:45 on the clock. 7 points is the lead for King Cove. They've led by as much as 11. They'd like to keep that going. A little bit of a stall here. Okay, full court man-to-man pressure being applied. Oh, and a hard pass to Elena. Almost gets lost, but she's able to turn around quick and readjust. Oh, the ball gets tipped up by Ndang. And they're going to call a timeout really quick. Okay, Ndang knocked the ball loose, but King Cove recovered. They're about to fire a shot, but Coach Paul Barker calls a timeout really quickly while King Cove still has possession. Quick 30-second talk. Just wants to kind of, I think, give his girls a chance to breathe and just kind of reassess how things are looking on the floor. There's definitely been a bit of a surge here by Lumen Christi trying to get things back into the game. King Cove has dominated the scoreboard, but they were dominating in every facet of the game. Defense stepped up, though, by Lumen Christi. But just giving the girls a chance to kind of keep the pace theirs, keeping the game theirs. But the rookies have done a great job. Can't wait. A couple weeks away, we're going to have that Trident tip-off. And, man, what a game that's going to be. A series of games. I cannot wait to see all those great teams coming our way, standpoint. And I can't wait to see the rookies square off against the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. 1:35 in the quarter, 40 seconds on the clock, or 40-33 Teen Cove up by 7. Here we go now. Elena with the ball. She's doing some nice dribble work up at the top of the key. Send over to the perimeter where a baseline shot. Oh! Another long distance two. That's Emily Brandel's signature with the long two. Full court pressure, man to man, causing a little bit of heartburn for Lumen Christie, but good passing gets him past the half court line. Here's the thing, she's going to drive it all the way. Losing the ball behind her back, but she turns around and picks it right back up. 103 now in the quarter. Here we go. Long pass almost tipped away by Emily Brandel, but shot fired by Lumen Christie. Sadie there with the rebound. Sadie's got players all around her, but oh, she dodges traffic, takes it to the right, hands it off to Emily. Oh, but it goes to the floor. Picked up by Lumen Christie, 46 seconds in the quarter. Here's Lumen Christie at the ball. Sadie slams the ball out as it's trying to be passed. Picked up by Elena. Oh! And she tried to reposition to the right-hand side for the layup and just misses the layup. Oh, good handling there by Julian Estes. She passes off, and there's a jump shot by number 12, Sophia DeCross. That's good for two. Now, Emily Brandel almost loses it. Oh, this time it is lost. Goes to the floor. Jump ball called as Nadine gets her hands on it. And that's a 7-point game now, 42-35. Possession going in favor of the Rookies. So they're going to have the ball here with 17 seconds and a chance to put a couple more points on the board and extend the lead. Here's Emily. She's taking her time. Takes it to the top of the key, met by DeBrosse. Now over to the right-hand side, looking up below, pass to McKenna, but she just loses it, picked up by Sadie. Shot fired, no good. Out the sideline with 3 seconds left to go here. It's going to be Lumen Christie's ball. And we're going to see some tight defense here from Sandpoint to try and make sure that this shot does not get fired. Oh, no, it's King Coast ball. They've got 3 seconds. Not a lot of time. The ladies turn, put one up. Oh, and she passed to McKenna. McKenna couldn't get to it in time. Elena had some tight pressure and making it hard for her to get around. So with the end of the quarter, King Cove holds on to the lead by 7. They were up by 11 at the beginning. Lumen Christie closing a little bit of the gap. Want to say another thank you to our sponsors, to the King Cove Corporation, the City of King Cove, also the Alley Corporation, the Shumigan Corporation, and the City of Sandpoint, and to the Aleutians East Borough, also our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Telalaska, to GCI, and to Peninsula Airways. You're tuned in, 8:30 a.m. KSTP here in Anchorage for the 2017 road trip. We're squaring off at Lumen Christie. It's the Rookies right now against the Lady Archangels, and the Rookies are up by 7. We're about to see the closing quarter of the game. Final 8 minutes are up on the clock right now. Jalea looks like she is bouncing, kind of doing a little bit of a boxer's bounce down the base at the sideline. She might be getting ready to check back in. She had a twisted ankle that put her down for a few minutes. And you know, that the absence of Jalea kind of does correspond in some regards to the shift in offense for the Rookies. So it wouldn't be surprising if that was part of the equation. Jalea sits back down. Coming to the floor is going to be McKenna, Elena, Kiana, Emily, and Monica Yashmanis in for Sadie. There we go. Lumen Christie's going to have possession as we enter the fourth and final quarter. Juliana Estes. And now we're going to see why Juliana plays point. She's got some pretty good handles on the ball. Throw it on the sidelines. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rookies. Lumen Christie will maintain possession. Throw in goes to Mauve. She takes it to the baseline. Bounce back in. Gets picked off by McKenna. Oh! And Monica was breaking quickly. It goes down. Nadang's there to pick it up for Lumen Christie. Oh, travel, yeah. She slides it a little bit there as she was doing a three-point pivot, and all of her body was just totally to one position as she was trying to pivot to the other way, and that forced a slide. Here's a full-court man pressure by Lumen Christie. Elena's going to turn and burn to get past it. Pass over to Emily Brando. She's got Monica on the right-hand side. Monica takes a look. Dribbles past two defenders. Pass to Emily Brandel, who does a quick 180 turn, fires a shot. No good. And that will send her to the line because she got fouled on the way up. So Emily Brandel with another chance at the 2 points. 7:30 in the game. King Cove up by 7. Make that 8. All right. Here we go now. Emily Brandel with the ball, puts it up. No good this time. And a scoring rebound by Dang. gets the ball and almost loses her dribble. Oh, good job by Monica putting a hand on the ball and almost knocking it loose, but Lumen Christie maintains possession. A shot from the right-hand side goes high off the glass, and McKenna picks up the board. Here's Emily moving fast. She's going to pause and let the team catch up and run some plays. All right, the rookie moving into the paint. Elena fires, jumps it from the free throw line, up and in, good for two. And here we go now with a 10-point lead for the rookies, starting to maintain it. Oh, and full court pressure. This is going to spell trouble. Full timeout called by Lumen Christie as they were about to lose the ball, either a turnover or a 10-second violation. King Cove getting their groove back in this game as they extend their lead to 10. They never lost it, but they're really kind of starting to play with that energy that they had for the first half. Elena bobbing and weaving now on the sideline. Looks like she's ready to get back in there, telling Coach Paul Barker to put her in. Under 7 to go here in the game. Again, King Cove up by 10. You're tuned in to KSCP. The boys are coming up next at 7:30. Right now, in Anchorage, for all you moms and dads who are listening, the temperature is supposed to drift back down to the negatives. We were in the single digits for much of the day. Let's see if I can't find a little bit of what the temperature is right now for everybody. It says 7 degrees, so there we go, looking better than it was before. And it's going to stay warm all throughout the week, thankfully. Even getting above freezing up on Thursday would be nice. Here we go, the break of the timeout there that Lou and Christie took. They're going to have another chance here to get the ball past the half-court line. So there's a throw-in. Looks like Jamie Martin came back in. All right, good job by Lou and Christie breaking past it. But, oh, a tipped-off pass there goes to the ground. And the rookies just descend on Sophia DeBross, forcing a bad pass. And King Cove gets that pass into their hands. Emily now gets the ball, looking for an open shot. Jaden Dang just giving her enough room to make her attempt it. And the Dang was just going to swoop in on that one. Emily Brandel was very wise to not attempt that shot. Here's Monica on the baseline. She's looking for Jalea, who's back in the game. Gets pushed by Nadang. And that's got to be a third or fourth foul for Nadang. Rowan catches Lumen Christie sleeping. Free shot by Elena. Doesn't go down, but she gets the pass back off the rebound and still finishes the deal that time. McKenna's sitting down as Jalea's in. McKenna's just played one fierce game. Full court pressure forces a turnaround. Emily picks up underneath the basket, turns, puts up the shot. No good. She gets the board back and fires it off. Almost gets it with the foul. But no, the ball just goes over the top of the rim, and Emily's going to go to the line for two. And now the rookies have extended their lead to 12 points, 47 to 35. 6:03 on the clock here in the game. I can see the Lumen Christie boys team up top. They've got an interesting locker room with bay windows. All right, there we go. That shot's good. Making this now a 13-point game. And number 21, Abby McCormick's going to sit down, and Juliana Estes is going to sit down. And it looks like we're going to have Kiyomaka and Nadang in. Two tall African players. 14 points now. Here's a full court pressure. Trying to force their turnover, and they do. Emily again at the nexus of it, picks it up and puts it up and in, and King Cove's running away with this one. 51-35 now is the score. All right, Kiyomaka gets past the defense, driving in, but she's got Kiana right in front of her. Nice screen. Okay, the ball's going back into the hands of King Cove. Oh, man, that's pushed by Sophia, I believe. It looks like Abby McCormick. No, I think that wasn't Dang that's going to sit down. And Abby McCormick's going to come back in for the Lumen Christie Warriors, or Archangels. And Dang has a bit of fire inside of her. So I sit down looking very frustrated. Here's Elena with the ball. She drives it up quick. Nice transition over to Monica. Now into the hands of Elena once again. She finds Monica wide open on the baseline. It's a high arcing shot. Oh, but it hit the back of the rim just barely and comes in. That was a great two points there. And now we're at 17 points between these two teams. Almost a 20 point game here. Actually 18. Kiyomaka goes to the floor and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. Subbing in is going to be Sadie, who will put Emily Brandel back down for a quick breather. 5:17 on the clock. It's actually an 18-point game. There's a high shot for three coming in. Oh, drains it there. That was number 11, Moav Baki. Much needed three-pointer for Lumen Christie. Elena with the ball now. She takes it, and I think King Coach is really going to try to burn some clock down. No, Monica, travel. Monica got the pass. She kind of hesitated for a second to see where she wanted to go, and that was a moving violation. 53-38, King Cove up. Here we go. McCormick with the ball. She sees a wide open lane, so she drives it all the way in, gets it up to the half, past the half court line. Ball passed around now to Sophia. Sophia puts up a shot off the front iron. She follows the rebound, puts another attempt. This one, no good. Oh, pushing by Kiana as she forced Akiyamaka out of the baseline. So that'll be a throw in underneath their own basket for the Archangels. Good job by Kiyamaka getting the pass underneath their own basket, but she had defenders all over her. Ball stolen. Oh, Sadie's breaking fast. Oh, the pass is just a little bit out of her reach. She tried to get it back. And, a little bit of discussion amongst the refs as to what they're going to call it there. And it did definitely look like Sadie lost control. Here's Abby McCormick moving quickly. She picks up her dribble, hands it off to Sophia. Ball almost lost, but Kiyamaka takes it through all sorts of defense, puts up a layup, no good. Hard fight by Monica for the ball. We're going to have a jump ball there. Kiana and Kiyamaka were tied up on that one, and Kiana goes to the floor as she hangs on tightly to the ball. King Cove possession. They're going to take it over now, and that tight man-to-man, but a good job by Elena with her awesome dribble work, taking it past the half court. And she'll swing over to the right-hand side now, going to the baseline, driving all the way, puts the jumper from the baseline. Oh, in and out. 4 points on the clock, or 4 minutes on the clock now. Rebound goes to Lumen Christie. 53-38 is the score with King Cove trying to end this game just where it is. It's going to be another three-point shot by Moav Baki. That one just over the rim. Had a good line. King Cove got the rebound. But Monica gets wide open again. She takes it, puts a shot up in the paint, off the left-hand side. Rebound followed up by Sadie. Sadie up and in, making this once again a 17-point game. Full court pressure. Lumen Christie is able to break it, though. Here's 13. That's a Jamie Martin. She drives up the lane and puts up a layup on the right-hand side. No good. Ball on the floor and a fight for it, but it ends up in the hands of Kiana. And Monica was wide open on the cherry pick. Defense is able to get there in time, but only one defender, so that leaves an open wall pass right there that makes Sadie at the left-hand side, making this now a 19-point game with 3 minutes to go here. Ball tipped out into the hands of Elena. She's got Moav all over her on the back, but you're not going to catch Elena even if she does have the ball. She's able to extend the lead to 21 points now, and full court pressure forcing the ball to get tipped out. Last touch by Sadie. And Monica sitting down as McKenna checks back in, and looks like Abby McCormick sitting down as well, and they're throwing Kiyamaka, and they don't have any choices here. It doesn't matter how many fouls. Good defense by the rookies, forcing the ball out of bounds yet again. It's going to be a sideline throw-in for Sophia. Sophia calling for her players to come back in. Okay, there's Moav with the ball. She's going to take it up. Loses it, gets it back, turns into the paint, puts up a hook shot. No good. Rebound into the hands of Elena. Elena's driving up fast, and Moav almost pokes the ball out. Pass to McKenna. McKenna across the court to Kiana, who's wide open. In and out, rebound, goes to the floor, jump ball as Jalea and Kiyamaka are on the floor, and Jalea and Kiyamaka are about comparable size to one another. All right, here's the throw-in now. It was McKenna and Sophia had their hands on at the same time, and somehow McKenna was able to force a layup attempt. It almost looked like the Lumen Christie was trying to score in their own basket, but I think it was just McKenna. That was a pretty wild-looking play, to be honest. Ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. King Cove's going to have possession as Sophia was the last to touch. Throw-in goes to the floor. Another jump ball to Leia and I think that's Nadine. No, that's Cam Aka again. 21-point game, 2:12 on the clock. This game just starting to slip out of reach of the Lady Archangels. Oh, the defense sleeping as Team Cove not prepared for Law that she takes it. Oh, travel as Elena just sticks on Mauv like glue. She puts up a shot and she just forced it back down, and that forced the travel. Good job by Elena. So quick. Carry, yep. That was Kiana. Ball went above her head as she carried it. Referee was right behind her on that one. Under two to go here. 21-point game. King Cove working to run away with this one if they can. Here's Sophia DeFrost. She drives it in, protects the ball well, puts up a shot from about 10 feet out. No good. It's going to be out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Kiyomaka. Here's that full court press. I think King Cove was just able to really kind of wear out. They just kept their energy higher than Lumen Christie this whole game. Oh, just how you do it in practice. Three passes to the baseline, left-hand side. Mechanic good for a two. Oh, and a steal off the full court pressure by Emily, but a little bit too much mustard on it. Goes over the top. Can't remember last time I said there was too much mustard on something. 61-38 now is the score. Doing some quick gorilla math. That's a 23-point lead. All right, Sophia with the ball for Lumen Christie. She's got 90 seconds, and this game sits about out of reach. Shot fired from the free throw line. No good. Picked up by Jalea. And Elena's going to take it now. Cherry picks travel. No. As Kiana does a full turnaround, she doesn't dribble. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout, I think, by Lumen Christie. And Coach is going to kind of give her girls a pep talk, keep their spirits going in the right direction. You don't want that frustration to take control. Great job by the rookies, just really controlling this ball game. You know, they had to make the adjustment in the beginning. The Lumen Archangels had the full court press, I think, caught Sandpoint a little bit off, or King Cove a little bit by surprise. But they made their transition, returned the full court press back, and just kept their energy higher throughout the entire game. Great effort from the rookie. With a 23-point lead, King Cove looking to finish this one with only 1:18 on the clock. There's a buzzer. It's going to be the end of the halftime or the end of the timeout. And Mauve's going to throw it in. She gets the ball right back from the number 13. That's Jamie Martin. Lumen Christie gets a pass. Good job by Sophia. Finds Nadine below the basket. She gets a pass, puts up a shot. Kiyomaka got the rebound off the missed shot and gets fouled as she tries to get power up. That was Monica Yachmanev putting a little contact on her, sending Kiyomaka to the line for two. Again, 1:06 on the clock here in this game. King Cove up by 23. Boys are coming up next, so don't go anywhere. First attempt, no good. In and out of the rim. Second attempt here for Kiyomaka. She gets the ball, focuses it in, puts it up. That one off the front of the iron. Elena gets the rebound and pushing. 1-1, yeah. Elena gets pushed if she got the rebound, and that's going to be 1-1, and that's going to be a fouling out, I believe, for Kiyomaka. And all the King Cove girls go over to congratulate Kiyomaka on what was an awesome game. Even the bench coming over to congratulate her. She was definitely one of the two most important players of the game. So 1-1 now is going to send Elena to the line for at least one attempt here with 1:04 on the clock. And we've got about half the King Cove Village here right now on the sideline. It's amazing how many King Covers came out for this one. First attempt, no good. But two attempts at it again. We'll finish it this time for King Cove. Trying to make this a 30-point win. Oh, ball almost snapped away by Lumen Christie. Lumen Christie able to maintain control. This time the ball does go loose. Last touch by King Cove. Lumen Christie's going to have a throw in. Sophia DeFrost will throw it in. I think I've said her name three different ways this game. All right, ball now in the hands of Mauve. Becky, she's going to find Sophia. Sophia now to the top. Oh, intercepted by McKenna. McKenna with a fast break. She's got just Nadine between her and the basket. She takes her to the right-hand side and finishes up 28 points now between these two teams. And with 28 seconds on the clock, Lumen Christie just looking to finish things up. They're looking tired, though, making some tired plays. Good job by Keonis, forcing Jamie Martin to take a bad, not bad shot, but a shot that she didn't want. She was trying to move in closer to the basket, but she had to pull back and fire one off from about 10 feet out. No good. And the ball goes loose, picked and last touched by King Cove. Lumen Christie will throw it on the sideline. 16 seconds, 28-point game. King Cove in the lead. Ball gets thrown out, picked up by Kiana. Oh, and a foul there for now. It's going to be shooting full two now. Double bonus for King Cove. As Elena goes to the line. Contact foul there. And again, like I said, I really think, you know, the King Cove girls, they got to be tired, but Lumen Christie girls are just gassed. They cannot maintain the pace, and King Cove just did a fantastic job. First attempt by Elena is off the back of the rim, and she'll get one more look here. Again, 11 seconds left in the game. King Cove with the W at this point. All right, Elena now with the second attempt. Going to take a little extra dribble, puts it up. That one also the same one off the back of the rim. The rebound goes to McKenna. Ball is tipped up into the hands of Elena. She wants a couple more points. She drives the lane. Nice layup. And with that, 29-point game. And the buzzer, your King Cove rookies walking away with the win here at Lumen Christie. Final score, 67-38. Don't go anywhere. We've got the T-Jacks coming up next against the boys here at Lumen Christie. I don't know how much time will be on the clock here in between the games, Virgil. We've got what looks like 29 minutes, so I'll shoot you a text when I know the final wait time, okay?